So we recorded this episode talking about the Rob Flynn situation, and then other news, of course, just comes breaking that Rob Flynn extends an olive branch, as the metal injectioners like to say. Extended an olive branch to Dope, because Dope kind of said, you know, like, they were like, hey, Machine Head, we like that band. They're an influential band on us, and I don't know why Rob's attacking us, but people do listen to us. And then he's like, hey, man, you guys are cool with my book. I remember doing a bunch of cocaine with you guys. It doesn't make things any better. Rob Flynn, as soon as somebody's nice to him, he's like nice back. It's weird. But we bash the shit out of Rob Flynn. Guy's a douchebag. Enjoy the show. Fuck that guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Keeping It 99. It's a podcast.
Bam.
How would you not know that? How'd you not know that it was a podcast that you went to the podcast app, maybe?
I was going to say, like, they have it's an app that says it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you found us there.
You're like, what am I listening to? Is it a song?
No, it's a podcast. My name is Eagle, and I am joined by, get this, Rubber City Red Beer.
What?
It's our, they're not our real names. we're branding. Yeah. We're branding ourselves. Today we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to bring up a Christmas party that's happening. And I'm going to talk about Flaw.
Oh, Flaw.
Oh, boy. You remember that band? They're so good, dude.
Man.
And everybody's favorite band, Machine Head. Let's kick off with some Machine Head. You remember Machine Head, the leaders of Genericore?
Is that what it was called?
I think so.
I liked Machine Head back in the day.
They had the song.
And, you know, I seen, like, 96 at Ozfest, they were there. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I saw them with Slipknot and Cold Chamber back in the day.
Where was that at?
That was at the Nautica. It was the first time Slipknot ever came.
And I definitely was not there.
And that was the first time that I had a personal beef with Rob Flynn from Machine Head.
Oh, it started then?
It started then. I had two encounters that were pretty much the same fucking encounter with Rob Flynn.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Where there was a dude standing with him, and I was like, that's the guy from Machine Head. I'm going to go walk over and say, what's up? You wrote Davidian. I'm going to fucking say hi to the guy who wrote Davidian. It's a great song. It's a great song, by the way.
Dope. It is a dope. It's still a good song.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw that shit on. It's like the only Machine Head song I listen to.
It's the only one people should. It's one song.
They peaked.
It's a good song. But I start walking towards him with, like, you know, and at this time I was like 17 years old, and I was just like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go say hi. What's up? Thanks for writing the video. And some dude gave me this look like, no, no. And put the hand out. Like you don't talk to this dude. You don't talk to this dude. And I was just kind of like, oh, all right. And I walk away with my head down. And then the second time was at the Odeon. I forget who the fuck they were playing with.
I might have been there for that show because I seen him up there.
Up at the Odeon?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I forget who the
Josh McTerrion. Me and he was up there that night. Fucking, we were throwing down. Circle Pit style.
I went there for that. And saw
Rob Flynn. Did Rob Flynn have chopped styled hair at that show?
Yes.
I was at that show.
Okay. All right.
This is how we could tell Rob Flynn.
Yeah.
The years of Rob Flynn.
Yeah, because he's gone through a lot of changes.
Is it when he had long hair with no beard? Long hair with a beard. Is it when he had the little glue spikes?
He looked like a Cottonmouth King. He was going for that Juggalo crowd.
Or did he have the $350 Beverly Hills fucking style job going on?
Yeah,
that
right.
One. Yeah.
But it was the same situation. I wanted to go say hi to him, and he was like, man, I got time. And I was just like, all I wanted to do was be like, hey, have a good show.
You don't have time for, hey, you're awesome, thank you.
And then he commenced to stand in the same spot for the next 5 minutes talking to these two fucking slut girls. Like,
of course! Because rock and rollers don't have time for dudes!
Now Rob Flynn, he's in the past, he's not taking a criticism too well.
Mm.
And
he's continued on that path.
And he has this really, really hard quest for relevancy. Like, he has to be relevant. You know, he's like, I'm the guy who wrote the video.
I matter.
As soon as Phil Anselmo went and did, look, and he went and did his stupid shit.
You didn't hear a peep out of fucking Rob Flynn for years.
For years.
Before fucking Phil threw his hand up in the air and did that dumb shit.
Did that dumb shit. He jumped on Phil Anselmo harder than anybody else.
He was like the first one. Oh!
And look, as a Phil Anselmo fan, look, I love Pantera.
Dude.
I like Super Joint Ritual. I like Down. And it sounds terrible to say, he's kind of a dumb dude. Phil Anselmo's kind of a stupid fucking dude sometimes. I mean, and you look at it, like, I look at it as, like, man, like, it's just, like, I want to kick it with him for more than, like, 20 minutes, you know what I mean, at a thing.
Phil has never come off educated.
Yeah, like, I would never go over to his house to, like, fucking shoot the shit with him. But, like, he's just one of those dudes where you're like, I'm not defending him, but he just does some stupid shit. He's that guy. But he's a really good singer. He's a really good singer. And I was fine with people, you know, not being cool with the fucking white power bullshit. Don't be cool with
you
that.
You shouldn't be cool with it.
Don't be fucking cool with that.
You shouldn't be cool with it. That's something you shouldn't be cool with. Or do. But ever.
But Rob Flynn gives off this energy that it's not really him fighting for what he believes in. It's him just wanting you to like him more than you liked Phil Anselmo.
And yeah, and apparently, like all this the white power thing with Rob Flynn,
totes,
like,
floats,
sorry, fucking,
that's awesome.
Just got a text.
So, yeah, I don't even know what I was gonna say now. Whatever.
But was that not the energy that Rob gave off? It wasn't that he was chastising somebody for doing something horrible,
right? No, it was just kind of like, I have an opinion, and you're gonna hear it.
Yeah, sitting in front of your computer like a YouTuber.
So I guess somewhere over the years, Rob Flynn has had beef with white power dudes, and he's had death threats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, I think that's why he jumped on Phil so hard, is because he's had to deal with this before. Okay, so you had to deal with some fucking assholes.
Right.
I've had to deal with assholes too. A lot of people have and shit, like... That doesn't mean I should fucking jump on a dude who you've shared the stage with and I guarantee partied with and admired in your life and shit to, like, come out of nowhere and use your little platform to tear that dude down. And you didn't even have to, dude. He did it himself.
Yeah.
He fucking threw up a Sieg Heil and said white power, and that shit got passed around the internet like a fucking joint. You think he didn't fucking embarrass himself and fuck himself over? Of course he did. Nobody needs you fucking telling us that Phil's an asshole. Phil just fucking came out and said, hey, look at me, I'm an asshole. So it was all about Rob. It had nothing to do with fucking Phil.
Yeah, 100%.
Or the platform of fucking, I'm against white power and Nazis are fucking bad and you shouldn't be that way. He never even fucking went there. He never even went there with the shit. It was just about Phil, what Phil did, and me, Rob Flynn.
What's really funny is if you recall the rant that he went off on, he made mention about how Phil didn't like a record, like one of the nu metal records that Machine Head did. He had to bring up, like, it was the truth behind it all, the root behind it all. He couldn't handle the fact that Phil Anselmo thought that he just, like, fucking jumped on some hot trend. And while the whole time, this thing was at a Dimebag thing, and, you know, rest in peace, Dimebag Darrell. But the motherfucker did an album with David Allan Coe.
Yeah.
The Pantera dudes without Phil did that Rebel Meets Rebel fucking awful, god, just terrible fucking bullshit record.
We raise a lot of hell, drink a lot of booze.
Don't need a damn reason for the things we do.
So break out the bottle and bring on the crowd.
Exercise your freedom, rowdy and loud. Get down!
It did suck. And then, you know, just Confederate fucking flags everywhere.
Just Confederate flags everywhere.
I know, I get it, fucking heritage. Whatever, man. Again, I'm a Yankee, so fuck your flag. We won the war. Suck it.
Suck it. You lost.
Winners.
Well, recently, Machine Head had put out a new track, which got eaten alive by the internet. Believe it or not, people were saying that it's cringe-worthy lyrics.
And mirrors another song, a very popular song by the band Dope. Probably their fucking most popular song, dude. Mm-hmm. I've seen Dope. I've fucking worked shows with Dope. that song, when that song comes on, dude, everybody at that show is fucking in it.
It's like the song,
it's
right?
The song it's for fucking Davidian. Dope fans and shit. And it was exactly the fucking same thing. Choice it to one time, motherfucker, die. It was not off at all. I mean, it's like fucking, Dope did it better. So take that, dipshit.
So when you're in an iconic, and I will call them that, I'll say this, like in the heavy metal world, Machine Head is one of those iconic bands.
Yeah, they've been around fucking since like 92 or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Early 90s for sure. I'm not positive. I know I seen them in like 96 for the first time. But yeah, dude, everybody knows who the fuck Machine Head is.
They're very successful. He's a 52-year-old father, successful artist, doesn't have to go say shit. People cannot like your stuff. You have diehard fans. I know plenty of people that I even call friends, believe it or not, that say Machine Head is one of my favorite bands in the world. And I'm still friends with them for that. Even after that bullshit.
My good friend Josh McTarian, rest in peace, fucking loved that band. Loved fucking Machine Head. And he was into death metal. Like, fucking Josh is a death metal fan. And he loves some Machine Head. And I used to try to tell him, like, not all their shit's good. Raw dude.
Now, Rob could have just kept his fucking mouth shut. Because he wrote a basic bitch, less than mediocre song. I heard it, and I got it. I was like, oh. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like Machine Head to me. But he went on his Instagram, like a 52-year-old adult would do, somebody who's successful in this business. And he wrote, you guys ready for this? I'm gonna read some of it. To all the bitch-ass internet troll motherfuckers who keep whining and menstruating. So now he's like, you have a pussy. Women. So now we're knocking women. Now you're knocking women because women menstruate.
Thank you, Eagle. Because that was the first thing I fucking thought about when I fucking read that part of it. I was like, so you're really big on anti-racism, but apparently you fucking aren't into women very much because you just fucking called a menstruation weak.
Yeah.
Weak. How the fuck is that weak? Imagine bleeding out of your fucking asshole once a month and having to deal with like getting punched in the stomach every 3 hours. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Just
like
blood
using
out of your
menstruation.
Balls.
Yeah, like not even the butthole, right? Let's take the butthole out of the equation. It's just coming out of your dick. Like your dick is just shooting blood into your fucking pants and you're fucking all cramped up like you just got kicked by a soccer player. How is that weak? Fucking son of a bitch. Go ahead.
You're whining, menstruating about how do or die. He has to let you know what the song is so you listen to it. I feel like this whole thing is just so he can get more listens to the song so people go, I'll judge for myself.
I mean, he got one for me and you. So it worked.
Yeah. Has lyrics from the band Dope. Here's a little fucking reminder for you moronic new metal brains. Since 1993, in our song, Fuck At All... Fuck at all?
Is it fuck at all?
He wrote fuck at all.
I mean, he might have.
I mean, maybe
he may have not have spell checked it.
I've been saying, come on, motherfucker, come on, in the middle breakdown. Guys, remember that song? Go listen to that song too. Here's a video of me in '95 saying it at Dynamo.
Cool, but that's not the same thing.
Okay, wow, dude, this is like you're reaching now. Now
die,
you're
motherfucker, die, die, motherfucker, die is a dumb fucking thing.
It was a good 7 years before Dope's 2001 Die Motherfucker Die came out. You fucking sausage gobblers. Duh. First of all, let's get to the sausage gobblers. So what if your listeners are gay?
Gays?
You don't like gay
people?
Now
you're against gays, huh?
Okay, I know.
Crazy.
I know plenty of gay men. I know plenty of straight men. We all like having our sausage gobbled. So like,
yeah,
you know,
so what's
like,
the bad part of that?
Yeah, like I don't get like why you're just like, I'll really hit them by calling them gay.
Dicks in your mouth.
By calling them gay.
So gay's a bad thing.
Gay's a
menstruation's
bad thing.
A bad thing. It's a weak thing. Got ya.
So this dude obviously hates having his dick stuck because he does not like women and he does not like gay dudes. Who else is going to do it for you, Rob? Who else is going to do it for you?
Better get a rib removed.
Jeez Louise. We get it. You don't do things with your genitalia other than urinate. Not to mention that any fucking band on the planet saying blank motherfucker blank in any combination, and that goes for Coal Chamber, Five Finger Death Punch, Dope, and yes, Machine Head. are all jacking it from 1984's hip-hop classic The Roof Is On Fire by Rockmaster Scott?
No, they're not.
Dynamic 3.
No, they're not. That's not even the same fucking... That's not even close to the same thing. The Roof Is On Fire. We're gonna let this motherfucker burn. That was burn, like motherfucker. Burn, motherfucker. Like, that's not the same thing.
That was like the origins of like deep, like MCs at hip-hop parties. Like, okay, but whatever. Whatever. Know your fucking musical history, fuck boys. And he spelled it.
Like, dude, you can't be 52 saying fuck boys.
And
like,
then writing it like the way that teenagers
that
write
a fuck boy would fucking spell it?
Yeah, yeah, a total fuck boy. And
like,
he
got his son, he was like, hey, son, you're 12, come here. How do you write fuck boys properly? Well, you got, it's capital F, lowercase u, capital C, lowercase k.
B-O-I-S.
Z!
Fuck boys.
I'm just saying, you can't be 52 saying fuck boy.
You can't be 52 saying fuck boy. Unless you're...
I'm 42 and I don't say fuck boy.
Right. I think the only person in their 40s that says it that I'm cool with it is Killer Mike from Run the Jewels.
Mom, a little cash had a sympathy letter. Told her she raised a bunch of fuck boys. Next time, do better, bitch.
And, like, he's Killer Mike.
Yeah, he pretty much...
Yeah, I mean, he's...
He's also very educated and...
He's okay if you don't like his song. But there's more.
Oh, there's more.
And if I hear one more fucking internet twat hole moaning about cringeworthy lyrics while they sit on their fucking computers, stroking their little fucking boners to the lyrical genius of fucking baby metal, eat a bowl of cock. Now, here's where I have the problem.
Uh-oh.
Here's where I have the fucking problem. I get it. You don't like baby metal. They're not up to your fucking standards. Jesus Christ, this is a dying genre of fucking music, heavy metal is. Okay, you got what? You got Slipknot, Iron Maiden, bands that have been around for fucking 20 or more so years that are headlining every festival, while you got fucking Lil Uzi Vert headlining something that's got the exact same amount of fucking people. Hip-hop has taken over as far as the mainstream coolness goes. And then when you have somebody like, dare I say, a fucking Poppy, who's this chick's name, who's introducing like fucking heavy metal in their music to a young generation of people. Machine Head's not cutting.
We're still talking about baby metal, right?
We're talking about baby metal now. Baby metal. My fucking 9-year-old son will sit down and watch a baby metal video. My fucking 14-year-old son thinks they are the fucking shit.
I'm not a fan, but they're entertaining.
Yes, and they are bringing the fucking youth, which, if we don't remember, this is when we all got into heavy metal, when it was at its fucking hottest in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. And when we were young, teenagers,
mm-hmm.
who had a lot of angst,
mm-hmm.
and no direction, and were just trying to fucking figure it out. And this music appealed to us.
Yeah.
In a positive way.
You know who's not doing that? Is Machine Head. Machine Head's not appealing. He's appealing to guys our age, which is like a weird fucking demographic to go after.
And why run your mouth about a band like Dope when it's like your fan base is the same fucking fan base? I guarantee there's a shitload of Dope fans that listen to Machine Head and vice versa.
For sure.
It's the same fucking years. Like, they were, you know what I mean? Look, Machine Head's been a band longer than Dope, but Dope has been around for 20 fucking plus years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been fucking doing their shit for a long time. And look, I'm not a fan of Dope's music, personally. Like, I don't fucking throw their CDs in and shit. But as a band, that fucking was brilliant. Like, those are two dudes that used to deal drugs to all the fucking rock stars and shit. And then they were like, fuck it, why don't we just get in a band? And they made it work and made a ton of fucking money and fucking toured. They're in fucking, like, Italy right now. Still! So, they're still relevant enough to fucking be touring Europe. And you're trying to, like, run your mouth and down them for some reason because people compared your lyrics, which were exactly the same, to their lyrics that they wrote first. Like, you're going nowhere with it.
Nowhere. And then you go after baby metal, which is the easiest fucking target in the world. Target for any hardcore metal dude. Fuck baby metal. Look, man, they
cool,
have their
you're picking on
place.
Like 24-year-old girls.
They're opening. Oh yeah, sorry, they're opening up doors for people to go like, oh, I do kind of like that music. And then maybe one day in a year, they'll be jamming out Wrong One to Fuck With by fucking Dying Fetus. Maybe they'll be into Dying Fetus because of baby metal.
Mm-hmm. You don't know where the rabbit hole will take you.
You don't.
Every time you log into YouTube, you don't know where it's going to take you.
What metal band that's been around for only 5 years can fucking play headline the Blossom?
Right.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank, but I would dare say baby metal could do that. So, like, suck a dick, dude. But he ends that statement with, listen, stroke your boners to the lyrical genius of fucking baby metal. Eat a bowl of cock. Okay, first of all, you don't even like having your cock fucking sucked and shit. Now you're like, eat a bowl of it. Bowl of cock.
Cock gobblers.
Eat a bowl of cock. Ugh.
He's really on that fucking, like, gay thing. As a put down.
Right. Yeah, like, he's really going. It's like a 90s fucking rap battle where it's just like, you gay, no motherfucker, you. I mean, yeah. I used to fucking make fun of that shit all the time.
You have a song.
I did a song making fun of that whole right. fucking attitude.
I'm not gay, you're gay.
Yeah. Because the second Pantera's Walk comes on with such lyrical Edgar Allan Poe-esque masterpiece. Wow, that's weird. Is like, run your mouth when I'm not around. It's easy to achieve. And walk on home, boy. Or Lamb of Gods, this is a motherfucking invitation. These same fucking brain donors run right to the dance floor and start headbanging. And rightly so. So now he's giving props to Phil Anselmo's lyrics.
So fuck Phil, but Phil
is a lyrical genius.
But you also just kind of tried to diss him with the Edgar Allan Poe-ish. Blah, blah, blah. You were kind of, there was like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
And then you go, and rightly so. But to stop it. Do you fucking like him or not? Do you like him or not? Are they fucking good or not? Are you a fan or not? Either you fucking hate the dude or you fucking don't.
P.S. Who the fuck listens to Dope?
And again, a lot of fucking people. Did you see the post that Dope put out?
No.
They fucking put their Spotify numbers up against their Spotify numbers. And 65 million fucking listens on that Die Motherfucker Die song. Like crushes any Machine Head tune. Like, they have more listens on their shit by far than fucking Machine Head. And Rob Flynn's running his mouth. Who listens to fucking Dope? Why are you even fucking bringing another band in it?
Right.
Like, why are you doing that? That's some 12-year-old shit. Just like writing Fuckboys, some 12-year-old shit.
Yeah.
You trying to fucking explain to your goddamn kids why the bad guys won the election. 12-year-old shit.
So when's he going to come out with, like, I have an alcohol problem. Like, when's he going to do the Road to Recovery fucking brand thing that a lot of musicians will do where they make a big fuck up online and then they admit to their flaws and then people go, that's so brave. That's so brave of him. So brave of
but
this guy.
Yeah, but he's the type of dude who he's in the right. He's saying what he believes.
Yeah. You
know, I mean it. I mean what I say.
Fuck boys. What a piece of shit that dude is.
Your song isn't good.
It's not good.
I listened to it. It's not good. It's not a good Machine Head song. Like, I've listened to good Machine Head. I don't get the fucking guitar solos that you guys ripped off in that fucking song. Like, I was just kind of like, okay, that might not be exactly from anything else, but I've definitely heard something similar to that. But not from them either. Like, it was different direction, and that's cool. You want to go a different direction? That's fine. I'm just saying, it didn't sound good.
So I'm not going to play any Machine Head on this show. You know what I want to play on this show? I do want to play a song. Is it okay if we play a song?
Of course.
Feel like it?
Yeah.
I'm going to play some Fermentation. Get this. Two-man grindcore from Cleveland, Ohio. What's up, Cleveland? Gavin and Joe.
This is the father and son team, right?
Father and son team doing some fucking grindcore for that ass. We don't play enough grindcore. You know it's only like a minute and a half long. You got to sit down. Check it out. Go check out Fermentation. I'm all for fathers and sons bonding. I have two sons myself.
Yeah.
I wish my son would think that I was cool enough to join a band. He would never join a band with me. My son would never.
I don't think he would ever write anything.
I'm not half as cool.
Timmy's for sure not getting in a band.
No.
He's like, I'm not having it.
Fuck music.
I got other things going on.
Yeah. He's
good for him.
He's got like this crazy artistic future that has nothing to do with anything that I'm interested in.
He's following his brain.
I love him. And I love Fermentation. I listen to it. You know what? We haven't had any grindcore rocking and grindcore representing, fathers, sons representing a cool name, like Fermentation.
It is cool that it's a father and son duo, man.
So go check them out if they come to your town. Check out some fucking Fermentation right now. We'll be right back. Give away everything. Now you know how I feel. Throw my thoughts, breath, and my own heart. Mercy and honor, praise that wake up. Open your eyes, feel strength, we fight. Pain, you know, this is the end. We are, till you still die.
It's grindcore, so, you know, it's not pretty.
It's not. It's brutal. I can't believe I'm going to talk about the band Flaw, but since we're talking about plagiarism seems to be a theme going on today, you know, with Machine Head plagiarizing the fuck out of...
Some Die Motherfucker Die.
Some Die Motherfucker Die. Flaw got in trouble, like all kinds of trouble.
Flaw had a good run back in the day.
Yeah. They were part of that early 2000s new metal wave.
And they were good. They were cool. Dudes were cool in the band.
Yeah. I never met them.
So. Yeah, they played the Voodoo 3 times. They were only there twice.
Yeah.
But they were scheduled 3 times. The one time that they were supposed to play, the owners of the club, I won't name names, Sean, knew that they weren't going to be showing up. They knew before the fucking doors opened that the fucking band wasn't going to be there, that they were canceling. And they didn't tell anybody. They let everybody come in that club, packed that bitch, and then... At the very end of the night, they announce that the fucking, Flaw is not going to be here. And then everybody in that fucking 400 people looked at me and Big Joe like, where's our money? And me and Big Joe looked at 400 people and went, the fuck, we ain't got it. We ain't got your fucking money. So, don't know what to tell you. You gotta leave now. That's what we had to do. 400 people pissed off, want their money back, and me and Joe are going, nope.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Sorry.
Not my job.
No refunds. Can't refund it. We can give you a voucher for the next show when they make it up.
The voucher
system. How fucked up you gotta be to, A, not tell your patrons that are coming into your club that the band that they're there to see and they're spending money on is not gonna be there. But to then throw that entire fucking angry mob at the two dudes who have nothing to do with this shit. And we still handled it, so whatever.
Whatevs. Thanks for that, Flaw. So Flaw has ripped off not just one YouTuber, but multiple YouTubers.
Yeah.
YouTubers. Stealing riffs, stealing songs in general. And they got called out for it. Remember, it was like a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else was like, hey, they ripped off this from me. And it got to a point to where they had to have a scapegoat. There had to be somebody. And poor Tommy Gibbons, the guitar player for Flaw, outed himself 100%.
I know. I was going to say, is he really a scapegoat? Because I think he was just kind of like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Well, you know. I mean, I think they all... I don't know. I just don't like the band.
Okay. So I just want Fair to enough. Them all. I just Fair enough. Them I know them. The I know the singer like got into a real bad knife fight. Got stabbed the fuck up.
I remember like their van got stolen. And like Stephen Colbert had to give him a new van.
Bad things have happened to them.
Yeah. You know what? And they dress like Ed Hardy douchebags, which is like...
That's true.
That's their fault.
That's very true.
So, you know, like they're... There's something going wrong in the brain.
But he did out himself. And but he also said that he mislabeled the files in his computer, and that's how that riff ended up getting used.
Yeah, he says he's been recording music for over 15 years, and he's got a bunch of files just kind of not labeled right, which I can completely relate to. I've worked with Chris Link for years and years and years, and a lot of different music ideas going back and forth, and I have all of these files that are just like, you know, it's stinky poop.
Random labels.
You'd be
right.
Like, stinky poop. And you turn it on and it's just fucking, you're like, oh, this is our next hit song. You know, it's like, holy shit. A lot of them just don't make sense. A lot of the labels don't make sense. I get that. But he's saying that, like, he would also take other people's music files as, for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's where I got lost on it. It's like the cop down in Texas that shot that guy in his house,
mm-hmm.
and she thought she was in her apartment, even though he was the upstairs neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, you had to climb stairs to fucking get in that guy's house. Same fucking shit.
So why he has files of other people's riffs from YouTube, I could never tell you in a million years.
Yeah,
like, you don't use riffs for inspiration to make your own original riff.
Why are you pulling riffs from other people and then having them as a file?
Yeah. And so when you're writing your new material, you forgot that you didn't actually write that song? I've never heard of that one either. I thought I wrote that. Oh, apparently
I thought I was in my apartment.
Apparently I didn't.
I could have swore I wrote those riffs.
I mean, I've made music. I made music with Trip that we've ripped off like 216 a couple times. And as soon as we did it, we're like, fuck, we ripped off 216. We would acknowledge it right away. Like, what we're like, shit, that's...
Fuck, we can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and look, I'm sure a lot of people are kind of guilty of plagiarism at some point in their writing because you've been influenced by so many things. But it's stopping at the point you realize... I've stolen that.
Yeah.
That's not mine. I've heard that before. That's where you stop. You become a criminal. When you just go, nope, that's mine. That's definitely mine.
Like, how do you not?
You didn't write that. You know you didn't write that.
And
if it came from your brain,
and he thought he was going to get away with it because it's just some fucking no-name YouTuber.
There's a million YouTubers. There's a million YouTubers.
They probably got the idea from me. Yeah.
If he was smart, that's what he would have done.
Yeah.
He should have flipped it and been like, he stole that riff from me.
Yeah,
I've
no
had
way.
That written forever. That kid, that YouTuber kid's a nobody. I'm a somebody.
I'm a rock star.
He ripped that shit off from me.
I'm a fucking rock star.
No, he was like, I mislabeled the file.
Did they kick him out of the band?
Yes. Yes. Like, immediately. He was fired immediately.
We're flaw. We have integrity. Not according to your t-shirts. Yes. Your t-shirts look like you have Monster Energy sponsors and Tim the Ripper Owens fucking banging down your door to do a duet with you guys.
Dude definitely had the same wardrobe as Tim the Ripper Owens.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks so much
Fush
Tim the Ripper Owens. He'll never do our show, Tim the Ripper. Maybe we'll find him here one of these days when we're recording down in Highland Square. Maybe we'll see him walking around. I'm like, hey, come get in my car.
He doesn't know who we are. He doesn't know. I think we could pull off like an actual episode with the dude.
Yeah.
Slightly make fun of him while he's in front of us and without him knowing.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can get away with it.
Yeah. I think we could pull that off.
I think so, too. If anybody knows Tim the Ripper Owens, keep a secret for us. We got an idea.
Shh. Chicken wings, bitch.
I gotta level with ya. This is an allegory. It's just a bunch of bits I ripped off from A Christmas Story. It's a movie about a 9-year-old child who wants a BB gun in 1940 Ohio. Released in 83, stars Peter Billingsley, who later played a small role in Elf in 2003. Everything you hear was lifted from it. It's true. This music and these samples reference.
Do you like Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Oh, man. I love Christmas, too. What about pizza?
I fucking love pizza.
Okay.
That's like two of my favorite things.
I'm going to name three bands right off the top of my head. All right. Cheap Heat.
Dope-ass band.
Goosed.
One of my favorites.
Wall Creeper.
Those guys are fucking ridiculous.
What if I told you that Keepin' It 99 is going to be throwing a Christmas pizza party with Goosed, Cheap Heat, and Wall Creeper?
What?
Yeah. A free show, free pizza at the matinee.
When?
December 21st.
What time?
10 o'clock. It kicks off. It's a Saturday night right before Christmas.
You're telling me it's right before Christmas,
yes.
The happiest time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Three amazing bands.
Amazing bands.
And you get to eat pizza for free?
Yeah.
Is the show free?
The show is free.
What is it? What is going on? Merry Christmas to all of you.
Yeah, you guys are very welcome for that. And look, I don't want to put any pressure on anybody listening, but look, if you've ever listened to the show and you don't go to this concert at the matinee, 812 West Market Street,
huh?
If you don't go, you got to just stop listening to this podcast because like it doesn't make any sense. If you're a musician and you're listening to this and we were ever at one of your band shows, now it's time to pay the fuck back, okay? Because I'm serious. If I've seen you live and you're not at this show, you're dead to me. You're fucking dead.
I feel like if we can't pack the matinee with Christmas and pizza and awesome bands, we're failures.
I'll
quit.
Oh, Grant will quit? You guys hear that?
I'll quit.
And I won't quit, which will make it even worse for
you. It's going to be
guys.
An awkward fucking podcast to listen to without me.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It's going to be a one-sided, keeping it 99. And so you better fucking go or I'll quit.
I'm going to see if I can do it right now. So, Rob Flynn, what an asshole, right? That's what the podcast will be without Grant. You guys don't want that.
It's a Christmas party, and we're throwing it for yous. And there's pizza to eat. You don't even have to pay for it.
I'm going to make the pizza.
All you got to do is pay for your drinks.
Yes, yes. Do
you don't have to pay to get in.
Pay for your drinks.
You don't have to pay for the pizza. Eat pizza and then drink liquor. That's like the whole fucking... That's the thing.
I want everybody there. It's got a max capacity of 97. So you got to take into consideration that there's like, what, like, you know, three members of one band and like five in the other two.
Okay, but I don't pay attention to capacities.
I'm paying attention right now. So that means that we need to get, what, like 84 fucking people there?
I only pay attention to capacity when I'm working the show. If I'm throwing the show, I'm stuffing that shit like Dan Call.
Oh, that's what's up. Oh, yeah.
Asshole to elbow, bitch. You ain't gonna be comfortable at all tonight. But thank you for your $50. I'm Dan Call.
So yeah, so no pressure, but if you don't go, I fucking hate your guts. It makes no sense. We're giving you plenty of time to call off work, plenty of time to make your plans. But, you know, no pressure. No pressure.
There might even be some deluxe pizza, so.
There might be some deluxe pizza. That's your shit?
That's...
I'll make that happen.
That's more than one topping. There's like multiple toppings on that pizza.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's...
Some of them are...
Classy.
Bad for you.
We're bringing it classy.
I can't wait for that. That came from a fever dream. That came from like a legit just like
weird... You were sick?
Yeah, I was feeling sick and I had to take a fucking nap. And I woke up from the nap and I legitimately had this dream where it was just like there was heavy metal playing, but I was eating pizza at the matinee. And I was like, man.
Really?
And I was like, that would be so fucking awesome. So I go up on my Facebooks and I wrote about it like, ha ha. And
then wouldn't this be funny?
Meh. Then Larry Gargis from Persistent Aggressor puts me in this group text with my, you know, I'm friends with the booker at the matinee, Annie. And he puts me in this group text with like Kenny Wall Creeper. He's like, let's make this show. He was basically
like, do it.
Yeah. And
stop. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
The ball started rolling and we've matched up dates with all the bands. We got the bands that we want to play and it's going to be a fucking awesome time.
That's going to be a fun show. That is going to be a fun fucking show. I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah. Not just for the pizza, but also for the people.
And this show is actually going to happen unlike the 1999 Spring Mosh, which I just want to put the reminder out there.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Should have.
There's a documentary about it.
Would have been great. There is a documentary about it. When is this happening?
This is happening November 16th, Streetsboro Auditorium. And it's made by Jim Wino. Hold on.
Are you pronouncing that right?
I think so.
Is the pronunciation right?
W-Y-N-O. I mean, what else would it be?
Wino.
Yeah, it'd be Wino.
Wino.
It's Jim Wino, right? Or is it Wino?
Wino.
Wino?
Wino? Wino? Winona? Winona spelled that way. Wino?
Well, and Mike Kushto.
Oh, come on. You guys got to get names like
Mike
Smith.
Kustos.
Can you get Smith and Johnson?
Look, we're going to say this. We're going to say Jim and Mike made
this documentary. I hope Jim doesn't fucking.
And good on you for bringing that back for the people locally, man. Because
it was a huge fucking deal at the time.
It
you
was.
Know what I mean, like it was making its rounds on all the fucking news. And as a person that was going, you know, I mean, the local metal scene at that time was as fucking hot as it could ever be.
I was in it. I was fucking people up.
And it's the classic story of, you know, the conservative townsfolk being like, we don't want to have this devil music here. And bands like Mushroomhead, NDE, Hate Theory, and Dolly Trauma gone, oh, we're bringing it.
Yeah. Oh, bringing it hard.
We're fucking coming. We're coming. And we're going to.
Mushroomhead's not even just bringing the evil. Like, they had a chick blowing dudes on stage.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like, when Roxy used to fucking blow the Gimp, that's why they got banned from Ron's Crossroads. Dolly Trocchio from fucking Ron's Crossroads, which was Ron's wife back in the day, Mushroomhead played there. Roxy started blowing the Gimp, and that was it. Get the fuck out of my bar. Don't ever fucking come back.
My first Mushroomhead experience ever was the show with Cold Hand of Christ and NDE opening up, and it was at the old Peabody's. And I knew I was locked in forever when they opened up the show with Roxy coming around. You remember the paper? Mm-hmm. It had the giant, like, tarp at the front.
Mm-hmm.
She walked around it, and there was, like, this, like, sexy dance music happening.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing my homemade fucking spray. I spray-painted Mushroomhead on the back of my vest, a denim vest. I spray-painted Mushroomhead on it. She walks around. Vagina right in my face.
Oh, like dropped it on your nose.
On my nose.
She was like, there you go.
And so I was like,
there you go.
I was like, I'm not moving from this position because the whole night I was like, she's going to come back again.
She's going to throw that on me again.
She's going to come back again. It's going to happen one more time. But she did a little like, there's McCleetie right there on your nose. And I was like, holy shit.
That's fucking crazy.
I'm not moving. I almost broke my ribs.
How old were you?
I was 16.
Oh, yeah. You were losing your mind.
I almost broke my ribs standing against the stage. Because people were pushing so heavy from you're like, I don't behind care. Me. And I'm like, I'm not fucking moving.
I'll take a
She's
going to
come back
right
over.
Now.
She never came back over. She did ride J-Man, like, standing up on stage. And that was, I was like, that's when I knew J-Man was my hero. I was like, I need to be that dude.
I want to be like that guy.
I need to be that guy. But, yeah, I fell in love. I was just like, can you believe that happened? And my dude, like, the whole trip back, he's like, that's fucking bullshit. You? I'm better looking than you.
Fuck you, dude.
I was like, she just knows what a real man is. So I fell in love with Mushroomhead and that scene. And NDE's one of the, you know, I know that they talk with, like, you know, members of the bands. And I really, really want to see it. And we're going to talk way more about that next week because we're going to have ourselves a special fucking guest.
Yes, sir.
Special fucking guest who used to work at V-Rock. And V-Rock is what we are now. I'm just claiming it. Sorry, other motherfuckers. We're the new V-Rock.
You know, Wally made a post.
Yes.
And I was like, aw.
Yeah.
But he said that, you know, like, we do now what V-Rock used to do. I don't feel that way personally.
Right. Yes.
V-Rock was such a huge thing. Me especially, like, I would have never knew who fucking Acid Bath was without V-Rock, dude. Like, that's why I remember exactly where I was fucking standing when I first heard Acid Bath on V-Rock. Like, I remember the day. It was daytime, daylight, in the fucking living room at Ed and Buddy's house. I remember. But that's how fucking magical that fucking radio station was, man. Like, we all loved fucking V-Rock. We lived some fucking V-Rock.
And we get to talk to Jason Luchka.
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 Are we pronouncing that right?
That's our gimmick from now on. I don't know how to say words. Stop. If it's not Miller or Smith, I don't fucking know your name. I don't know your name. He was in Deathcrawl. He's in Super Corruptor. He was also he worked there in the early years. And he's going to be joining us next week.
We're gonna have some serious knowledge in the house next week.
Oh man,
it's gonna be
going
dope.
To be a fucking fun time. I mean, V-Rock was so fucking. It was so huge and influential on both of us when we were younger.
And again, like, not just us, like, everybody we know, dude. Like, all our peers and everybody that we used to go to shows with, or people that we have met at shows, it was because of fucking V-Rock, man. Like, it was. We all had that in common. Like, we all had 88.9 in common. It was a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Very sad when it went.
took them out. You take them out with something today. I feel like that was a show. That was a show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys are with us on the Rob Flynn fuck that dude train. And if you're not, don't write us.
Either way, I hope you enjoyed it.
If you do,
I don't want you to waste 47 minutes.
If you didn't like this episode, I will gladly go up on Instagram and write a 5-paragraph thing calling you a fuckboy and letting it be known that I never want my dick sucked by anybody, because that is the worst thing that anybody could do.
Cock goblin. Your fucking menstruation eating. Weakness.
Oh, people who bleed out of their genitals are the worst. God, I'm so mad at baby metal. Oh, who listens to dope? How did they know about dope? He's like the guy from Flow. He's like, who listens to YouTube? How did anybody find out what's on YouTube? Why did people have to call me out of my shit?
So, look, speaking of dope.
Dope.
We know somebody in dope.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to, he's in Fantana.
Fantana, yeah.
Used to tech and play with Mushroomhead back in the day. That's where he got his start. I think he was probably around 15 years old. Dan Fox, I'm talking about.
What's up?
Little sweetheart. That's right. Yeah. But do you remember Fatback?
Of course I remember Fatback.
Does everybody remember Fatback?
I saw Fatback works at the Agora. I saw Fatback at the Ween concert. And somebody tried to start a pit, and he was up front at the stage, and he kind of gave him this look like, don't pretend like you're about to. Don't fucking pretend like you're about to pit. Fucking stop. Fucking stop. Like, he just dadded the situation.
Fatback is a very straightforward dude. Like, there's really no bullshit with the guy. A lot of fucking people who know Fatback or have met Fatback over the years, especially back in the day when he was doing Mushroomhead's merch. Because if you remember him, you probably remember him as Mushroomhead's merch guy.
He probably sold you a shirt.
And you probably thought he was a fucking asshole. Because a lot of people thought that.
He just
did not want to put up with people's shit. And he had to put up with a lot of shit. Imagine being the merch guy for Mushroomhead and then just having to fucking field all of the drunken fans from Mushroomhead, and you're not even in the band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you got all these questions are coming at you. Dumbass fucking drunk people are coming constantly. Trust me. Fatback's not an asshole. He just doesn't like putting up with your shit.
Cleveland represent.
So we got some
we're gonna play some of Half-Raised Heathens.
A little Half-Raised Heathens, man, for that ass.
Some more Cleveland love. We're showing our love to the OGs of the fucking scene in Cleveland.
Fatback's always been a cool motherfucker to me. Always. I've never fucking had a bad experience with that dude. And this band fucking rules. I love listening to him. This song's called Trashed from Half-Raised Heathens, Cleveland, Ohio.
We will, we're going to play you out with that. We'll see you next week with Jason Luchke.
Lachka.
Lucky.
Latka. Latka's a potato pancake.
Our man Jason Luchke from Super Corruptor, Death Crawl. He worked at the V-Rock. We're going to be talking more about the V-Rock show. I'll probably plug the fucking Christmas party again, because if you don't go, why, man? Why are we even doing this? Why are we going through this together if you don't go?
Go! Just do it.
Here's some Half-Raised Heathens with Trashed.
I love this shit. What up, Fatback?
Till next time, my name is Eagle.
Rubber City Redbeard.
Bye! Fuck boys. Living off my way.
Loudsyweathermedia Network production. Find new episodes and archives at loudsyweathermedia.com.